Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad William Emmerman is here. William's back. He's become a great member of our Brain Trust recently. Executive Vice President of Digital Media at Engaged Media, Inc. He's the author of now award-winning book, The Invisible Brand, Branding in the Age of Automation, Big Data, and Machine Learning. It's recently won a very prestigious award. Bill, William Emmerman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks.
Congratulations on the award. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so The Invisible Brand was just recently recognized as the Marketing and Sales Book of the Year at an award ceremony in New York, sponsored by Porchlight, which is the largest distributor, wholesale distributor of business books. So they have a big award ceremony, and I was real proud to win that. It was great recognition.
Oh, it's awesome. Well, I'm not the least bit surprised, William, because as I promised my audience, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for them around here. So congratulations. I'm proud of you, proud for you. I know how cool it is when your books are recognized by others. And so well done. So William, one of the things that's a puzzlement for a lot of small businesses these days is artificial intelligence, AI. And we see it, we hear about it, we read about it, some people actually realize that when they're using it, or when it's being used on them, maybe I should say, most of the time the AI in our lives is what's being used on us. But the question they have is, you know, what should I be doing with AI? How should I use AI? How is it being used in my world, maybe in a competitive way? What do you think?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about a narrow segment of AI called natural language processing. We are now talking to machines that learn to persuade us using personalized information. Of course, everybody's familiar with the growth of voice assistants. There are projected to be 8 billion with a B, 8 billion voice assistants in use by 2023
it's
worldwide.
Ridiculous.
And when we look at big global brands, you know, Apple and Google and Amazon and Microsoft, these are also the biggest ecosystems for voice assistants.
Mm-hmm.
Apple Siri, Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa, Microsoft Cortana. So businesses need to be familiar with what's happening in this space and how they can make certain that their products are represented well in the voice user interface.
I want to stop and talk a little bit about that ecosystem word you used. Folks, that's a really important word for you to get comfortable with, because Amazon with their Alexa, that's a voice ecosystem. Google's whatever their, I always forget what their version is.
Google Assistant.
There you go. That is an ecosystem, right? Right, William. That's the thing. What to realize is those are that they're providing you with that virtual digital assistant. It's their product, and you're buying it and using it, and you think you're connecting to the internet. But what's happening is you're now, instead of searching like you do when you type into a Google search, you're now doing the same thing with your voice. And that's a big part of the future, isn't it? That's a huge part of the future.
Absolutely. And this is not a fad. People need to understand that voice is something very innate. It's intimate to who we are. We don't learn to read until we're 5, 6 years old, but we learn to speak when we're 1, 1.5. Our brains are hardwired to talk, and it's emotionally connecting to us to interact with something through voice. So the voice interface is going to be part of our world from now on, and businesses need to start to realize that we are in a transitional phase where, you know, 20 years ago, we were just catching on to the world of search, and businesses had to make a decision. Do I invest in search? Do I get involved with this? Today, your business is facing the same question. Do I get involved with voice? And the businesses who do are going to have a big lead on the businesses who don't.
Now, I want to speak for a few people who are like me. I don't use voice search. And I have a privacy reason for doing that. I have voice capability, but I don't use it. However, that doesn't mean that my business shouldn't be using it. And so I'd like to speak, you know, I want to tell small business owners, even though you probably think, you may think Alexis is creepy, and Alexia is creepy, and I agree with you, because it's listening to you, or it couldn't answer you when you ask it a question. So they're always listening to you, and I don't like that, William. However, there are artificial intelligence, and there's voice opportunity for you to use in your business. Just because you think it's creepy doesn't mean your customers feel that way, and they expect certain things of us. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. Younger audiences are using voice at a much greater rate than, you know, I'm 52 years old. I use it occasionally. The two use cases I use it for are controlling my television. You know, it's a lot easier to say, watch The Bachelor, than to actually type it in. And then when you're driving is the other big use case.
I'm not disappointed that you use the voice remote. I'm disappointed that you watch The Bachelor. Otherwise, I'm okay. Go ahead.
I actually give that example a lot, and I get the same feedback. I don't actually watch The Bachelor.
I'm so happy to hear
that. My wife loves it. So when you think about this audience, you've got to start breaking down your voice commerce into some dissectable, digestible chunks. And I'm going to give you four ways of thinking about this problem. Think about it as a path to purchase. You start with the consumer. You need to understand how consumers are using voice today. So you start to think about who they are, how they're using it, where they are when they're using voice.
Tell us the four paths real quick, and then we'll go to a break and come back and deal with and get into them more in detail in the next segment. What are the four paths real quick?
Number one, understand the consumer's use of voice. Two, understand the devices that they use. Number three, learn the difference between the assistants, because the assistants are different than the devices. The assistants can be on different devices. And then four, understand how your business can link to the voice ecosystem where those voice assistants.
And when we come back,
reside. So
consumers,
I'm going to
get devices, to go into some detail on those.
Finally,
I got to take a quick break right now.
It's
20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.